Hey guys, and welcome to the first ever episode of Brace Face. I'm your host, Ray. First off, I want you guys to get to know me. My name's Reagan, but everybody calls me Ray. And I live in Pittsburgh, and I'm in sixth grade. Basically, I'm new to this whole thing. I'm a new tween. It's a struggle. It's really a struggle. But I think together we can get through it. So basically, in this podcast, I'll be talking about boys, advice, all the fun girly stuff, and basically experiences that I've had that you guys might relate to. And don't forget to send me in questions and voice messages if you want to hear the answer to any of your questions about me or about any of my stories or advice that I tell you guys. So basically, let's get into the first episode. But for the first episode, I was thinking of ideas to give, but I'm actually going to tell you a story about my experiences of just turning 12, because I thought that'd just be a fun topic to talk about. So basically, I was at the school dance, right? But this was in October. I was at the school dance, and this guy comes up to me, and he asked me to dance. And I'm like, okay. So I said, yeah, of course, because I feel bad saying no to people. So I said yes to dance with him. And it was like really awkward because I was in my Halloween costume because it was a costume dance. And I was not having it. So the dance was over and I was like, oh my gosh, thank God. And so basically, I ran to the bathroom with my friends, and they were all like, ooh. I was like, no, that was terrible, no. And then the next little song, I came out of the bathroom, and there he was again, and he asked me to dance, and I legit could not get myself to say no. I literally could not get myself to say no. And so, I danced with him again. And guess what? I danced with him 4 more times that evening. Yeah, that was fun. And so my Christmas dance, which just happened, wasn't really in Christmas. It was in January, but we'll go with Christmas dance. My Christmas dance was neon themed, and so I was wearing neon things. Like, it wasn't a good time, but I was with my friends, and it was actually a really, really fun dance, but like nobody showed up to the dance, so it was really boring. And so there I am again. And the same guy walks up to me and asked me to dance 3 times that evening. And I was like, oh my gosh, just Reagan, say no to him. And I literally couldn't. And all my friends were like, why do you dance with him so much? I was like, I can't say no. Like, I feel bad. And they were like, uh-huh, sure. And so everybody thinks, like, everybody knows that he likes me because he told everybody. But it's just kind of annoying, but I don't like him, so it's kind of annoying. But hallelujah, one of my guy friends came up to me and asked me to dance, and I was like, thank the Lord, because I literally could not dance with that kid another time. I was like, no, 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 no. And so, yeah, that was basically my first boy-like encounter of being 12, and it was it was pretty interesting. I have another story too, but this is from summer. So I go to this camp called Calvary Camp. If any of you know what that is, make sure to send me a voice message or something. But literally, it's the best camp ever. I love it so much. I'm going for 3 weeks this year, and okay, it's just so fun, and all your friends go. And so basically, the first day of camp, literally the first day, we were doing nothing. Like, the first day you just unpack and you go get food. So we were unpacking, and then we come out, and this guy, I'm getting food, and he asked me to go to the banquet. Basically, the banquet is at the end of the week, because camp goes for a week. There's this banquet where people can ask dates to go with them if they want. But he didn't even know me. It was just, like, the first day. So I got kind of annoyed, but I was like, yeah, sure. Because, you know, I feel bad saying no, literally, to everything. You guys need to send me suggestions on how to say no. But I couldn't tell him no. So I was like, oh, okay. And so I said yes to him the first day, but he didn't even ask me. His friend had to ask for him. So I was like, and he wasn't even that cute. So I was like, okay, yeah, sure, I'll go to the banquet with you. Sorry, I was saying that a lot. But then the whole week, he was, like, trying to talk to me, follow me around. And I, like, literally couldn't even talk to him. Like, I had no idea who he was. He wouldn't talk to me, like, face-to-face. So he would, like, have to send messages. Like, his friend would come up and tell me. And so then his friends, who I'm good friends with, his name is Miles, but I'm pretty good friends with him. And then he would, like, come up to me, and then he would say all this dumb crap about how he liked me and, like, dumb stuff that no girl wants to hear. And then I was like, okay, Miles, just stop. And so basically the guy who asked me, we'll call him John, when it came time for the banquet, I was sitting at my table, and then my regular table where I eat with all my friends. And then I didn't realize that you have to sit with your date. And so I was like, okay. So I went and sat with him, and he was eating a salad. It was the most disgusting thing I've ever seen. He was eating a salad, and he got ranch all over himself, and I was just like, no, I am not having this. And so it came time to dance, and there was, like, all this music playing, and then there was another slow song, and I was literally running. I was running away. I could not do that. I could not. And so then, after that, we had, like, this thing called canteen, which is basically dessert. And there's my friends stay in a group, and then their friends stay in a group, like, those guy friends, and then my friends. So we just, me and my friend were walking to go to the bathroom, and we hear them telling Jack to kiss me at chapel, which is basically, you don't have to be Catholic or anything to go to this camp, but, like, chapel is basically a thing where you go in and you sing songs and you're with your friends, and it's just super fun. And so at the last chapel, which we were going to after canteen, you basically, everybody's crying because you're so sad that you have to leave the next day, because that's basically what you have to do, and everybody's so sad, and so everybody's crying because they're gonna leave you. And then you go around and you give people hugs. And so then I see John, what we're calling him, I see John coming towards me, and I'm like, oh gosh, no. And then Miles is weirdly smiling at me. I'm like, oh no. So I'm literally running on the pews to get to the back of the church, because I was like, no. I was like, no. Because me and my friend, when we were walking to the bathroom, we heard them say that he wanted to kiss me. And I was like, no way, no. So I was running onto the pews. And then I run into Miles, and he tries to stop me, and he's like, bro. And I'm like, what? And then he's like, John wants to kiss you. And I said, no, 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 no. Gosh, no. And so I went back to my cabin, and I walked out to go to the bathroom, and then he starts walking toward me again, and I pull my friend into the bathroom, and I am just like, I cannot do this. No. And so I haven't really kept touch with him, but I have kept touch with a lot of my guy friends from there. And if you guys like the sound of the story, or if you already go, I would definitely recommend going to Cavern Camp, because it is literally the most fun thing you will ever do. Like, it's so fun. But anyways, that is basically my experiences with boys today. And so, what do you guys want next? Do you want advice? Do you want more stories? I can do all sorts of things. But that's it for now. Tune in next time on Brace Face.